here's a story from The World.
For the past 7 years, Russia and Ukraine have been engaged in what's called a frozen conflict. Now, it's heating up again. Fighting is escalating in eastern Ukraine, despite a ceasefire. There have also been reports of military buildup on the Russian side of the border. Lieutenant General Ben Hodges was the commanding general of the U.S. Army in Europe until 2017. He's now retired and is with the Center for European Policy Analysis, and he joins us from Frankfurt, Germany. General Hodges, earlier this week, U.S. military's European command raised its watch level from possible crisis to potential imminent crisis in response to Russia's deployment of additional troops near its border with Ukraine. What does that change in status mean?
Well, what it would most likely mean, and of course, some of the specific steps that would be taken would not be something I'd want to discuss in public, but the kind of things it would mean would be increased patrolling by air and naval forces, increased focus of intelligence collection on certain areas, also a heightened awareness, if you will, inside not only the U.S. headquarters that are around Europe, but also even within the embassies to be paying attention to what's going on out there. And this also, I believe, is a test of the new Biden administration to see if the Biden administration is serious about Ukrainian sovereignty.
So in your opinion, how worried should Ukrainians and by extension Europe be by what looks like a Russian escalation?
Well, I think the Ukrainians are worried that, frankly, Germany and France have not done enough to put pressure on the Kremlin to follow international law. And I really do believe that the Germans and the French have got to be the lead here. The Germans and the French are the ones that are involved in the formal Normandy format, which is intended to bring about a peaceful resolution of the fighting in eastern Ukraine. And they, frankly, don't seem to do a whole lot to put any pressure on the Kremlin. So Ukrainians are wondering, can they really count on European friends to help?
Now, Ukraine is not part of NATO. However, the U.S. provides Ukraine with lethal weapons and helps train Ukrainian forces. You were part of that effort in the past. Would the U.S. aid Ukraine if its sovereignty is threatened by Russia?
Well, that's a great question. And of course, the administration has not specified what it means when it says Ukrainian sovereignty is a priority. But I would anticipate there would be all sorts of calls for diplomatic pressure, condemnation, but something that hurts.
Can you ever imagine a situation where there would be U.S. boots on the ground? Should there be a lot more escalation from Russia?
Well, of course, we do have technically boots on the ground out in western Ukraine at the training area in Yavoriv near the city of Lviv, almost 200 Americans and about 150 Canadians. But I know what you really mean is actually being involved in conflict. I can imagine it, but I don't see it as likely. I think we would do everything we could first to try and support Ukrainian sovereignty short of deploying troops there. And I think that's what the Kremlin, you know, their own calculus is like, okay, how far can we go before the U.S. really does do something, whether it's militarily or economically?
Well, I think after Russia's successful takeover of Crimea, is there a situation where anyone would really intervene on behalf of Ukraine in a direct way? I mean, that seems like this kind of awful lesson. Russia can just kind of do what it wants.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We continue, and I say we, this is the collective West, not just the United States. We continue to allow ourselves to be surprised that the Russians would actually use force against a European country. And we should stop being surprised that they only respect strength. We've got to push back. That's why, even though some people wet themselves when President Biden said, yes, of course, Putin's a killer, that's exactly what needs to be done. And of course, you got to back that up now.
My final question is, if you were on the National Security Council advising President Biden on the Ukraine crisis, what advice would you give him?
So three things. First of all, be very clear to the Kremlin that what's going on is unacceptable. You have to say things very clearly in a very public way. Number two, need to announce that we are developing a strategy for the entire Black Sea region, that it is strategically vital to the United States and to our allies, and that we're going to put resources on that strategy. So to tell them, we're not just going to sit back and shake a fist at them. And then the third thing is, I would advise the president that he needs to call up Chancellor Merkel and President Macron tonight and say, okay, you two have got to put pressure on Putin and get him in line.
Retired Lieutenant General Ben Hodges was the commanding general of the U.S. Army in Europe until 2017. He's been speaking to us from Europe about the escalating military tension between Russia and Ukraine. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the privilege.
From PRX.